If you haven't listened to the station for the past week and a half, Norm retired. Today was his last day. He's still going to do some fill-in stuff. Maybe we can convince him to produce our Sunday morning show, get him up here. I'm sure he'll get the itch to be on the radio really soon.
Yeah, probably in a producer capacity.
Or maybe run the board. I would love to see Norm run the board.
What does this one do?
Just one drop. He's just playing one drop. He's playing that one over and over. But it's really surreal that he's gone. And it's been really cool this week hearing all the big name guests. He had Jerry Jones on this morning. He had Mark Cuban on this week. And just the appreciation that everyone has for the legend.
Nolan.
And he's been doing this longer than we've been alive in some capacity. I've gone on YouTube and watched old Ranger games where he's in the booth as the analyst doing baseball games. Did everything. Dude was a titan in this industry. And he's still going to be around. He's still going to do the draft. He'll do the NFL draft. I'm sure he'll do the NBA draft next year with you. And he's still phenomenal at it. And it's really great hearing all these people have all these nice words to say about him. So starting last week, I went around to some of our colleagues, some of the tier ones, and just got a few words to what Norm meant to all of them.
Sounds touching.
It was very touching.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I didn't get to George. It was at Summer Bash. It was really busy out there, but
you've always said he's your third favorite music.
No, they're all tied. They're number one in my heart. But I put together this montage of some very nice words for Norm Hitzkus.
Here I am on the road again. There I am. Up on the stage, here I go, playing the star again, there I go, turn the page.
Well, I mean, as a kid, he was like a broadcasting idol doing Ranger games, and I thought he was one of those untouchable broadcasting icons, so you know, to work with him for a couple of decades is still pretty weird to think of it from a little kid perspective. You know, he's been great to work with and great teammate up here. And I'm glad he's getting the chance to retire and get to do what he wants, though. We're all headed there.
I just remember the beginning when we were talking about me coming on the show with him was the kind of godfather-like meeting we had in Oxnard in his hotel room. With him lying on his bed, I'm in a seat by the desk, and Kat sitting on the other bed. I was like, okay, if this is what it's going to be like, I don't know if I want any of this, man. But, man, that dude has been money from the jump, embraced the fact that he had been working by himself for 40 years and didn't even think about working with a partner, and then told me if there was anyone at the station that he wanted to work with, it would be me because of what we did on the Cowboys postgame show. So, dude, I'm indebted to the man. He taught me everything, a lot about how to do this thing, man. So he's the man. He's the OG.
Well, he's meant everything to the station. Just ask him. And if you'd have listened to this last week, you know what he means to everybody around town, too. It's been a great send-off for Norm, in all seriousness. And I hope he's enjoyed his week. And that chair is going to get pretty warm over the next few weeks.
He was an icon when I was growing up and watching him on Ranger games and hearing him on Cliff. He was like a larger-than-life figure. So then finally getting to work with him and seeing him up close and seeing his preparation, definitely inspiring. It is creepy when you sit across from him and he looks you in the eye and does the show for you. So I never got quite comfortable with that. But, yeah, he's a legend and he'll be missed.
Man, he's unbelievable. You know, you want to believe as a young sports nerd that when you get to the big leagues, you're going to run into sports nerds that kind of blow your mind with, you know, what it is up here, the major league pitching of our craft, if you will. And Norm's that, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, Google something on Wikipedia to find the answer. It's in his head. And that only comes from passion. That only comes from caring about your job 18 hours a day. And I know Norm does. So he's tireless. He's serious about this. And I mean that in a good way. And he's never really wavered through the years. And so from where I stand and, you know, my personal leanings of what sports radio is to me, I mean, Norm is one of those pioneers. I mean, it sounds trite to use a Jerry Jonesism, but it's not. It's the definition is Norm Hinsicus, and so it's been a pleasure to know him. He's a really good guy. He's very friendly. He'll spend any time you need to take care of anything or to answer any question. And so I have the utmost respect for him, and I really hope that he can kind of cut the cord on this and just go enjoy life.
Well, Norm and I go way back because I was prank calling Norm's show when he was on the air at WBAP in Evening Drive back when I was in high school, so 1982, and would probably call and prank him once a week because he didn't have delay at WBAP, and Brad Chan was on delay at KRLD, so my jokes and cuss words and whatever couldn't get through the air on Brad. So we went to Norm, my buddy in high school, and I, and prank called him every week. And he was such a great sport that at the end of the year on his Christmas show, he thanked us for calling him and pranking him every week, which I think that shows what a big guy Norm is, that he didn't mind us trying to destroy his show every night. So I've had a 40-year relationship with Norm.
Those are some very kind words.
Yeah.
From our friends up here. I never knew that Donovan story.
I didn't either.
It was very cool to hear that.
He had to be so confused.
And this has happened a couple times over the past few years. Too often now. It felt like we went 25 years without anyone retiring, and now it's starting to happen often. And like how the New York Times does, they'll write obituaries before someone passes, just in case.
Yeah.
Just to be ready. So I got to be ready for the next time someone steps away, whenever they retire next, because it'll happen again eventually.
Or whoever that could be.
Whoever it is, we got to be ready.
Okay.
So I did this same exercise, but with other hosts. So let's remember George and Junior and
let's
Jake
pre-remember.
And Corby. It's Norm's week, but we have to remember everyone else also.
Here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing the star again. There I go, turn the page.
Donovan and I go way back. In fact, when Donovan first had a talk show, I was prank calling him. I was in high school, and my buddy and I would call Donovan because he didn't have a delay, so all of our jokes and cuss words and stuff would get on the air. His end-of-the-year show, he actually thanked us for pranking him all year long. So Donnie and I go way back.
George has meant the world, from his laughter to his sports knowledge to just what he brought, man. It's just morning radio would not be the same if we didn't have George Dunham on the air for all these years. So, hell of a career, Ja. Moose, you're the best. Drop the claw, drop the antler. Moose.
Corby was a good friend. He was a good worker, and it's so sad to see him go, but I wish him well in his future endeavors.
Junior is the foremost cycling expert that I know. And I would know nothing about the Tour de France were it not for Craig. And I feel like he is also the foremost expert on the Spurs that I know. So for those two things, I salute him. And I wish him good luck with his baby and his wife and his bicycle.
I'll never forget how great it's been to spend time with Dan McDowell and another guy who understands radio, but in a totally different way. Two totally different ways. Absolutely. No, any one of these guys is on the dream team, but Dan is certainly there, and he's one of the guys that's holding the giant throne that Norm is riding on.
You know, Jake was a trailblazer. He really was. One of the first people that I met as a high schooler, he had purple hair, and I thought to myself, this guy's going to really make it. And make it he did. It's unfortunate about the parachuting accident where he lost both legs and both arms. But I think that he persevered later on in life with that malady and was really an inspiration to us all.
It was very sweet.
Thank you.
Poor Jake. He's just a torso now.
I know. We have to save these for whenever this does happen. I think most of those will hold up. Jake's is going to have to be very specific.
Do you think Jake, if he ever does get into a parachute, will be like, it's not going to actually happen, right?
He's going to remember this moment. If we were to rank the people that were to lose both arms and both legs, and yeah. I think he lost his penis also. I think he didn't want to bring that up. It's very sensitive. If we were to rank who would do that, would it be Jake? I don't know if Jake is into parachuting, but
no.
I pick him to be the extreme sports person.
If there was someone that was going to, maybe him or Davey.
Davey, okay.
I would hope for Corby.
You would hope for Corby.
Hope for him.
He's always dreamt about Corby without arms or a penis.
But he's with Jason Isbell.
Yeah, Jason Isbell's on his back.
Corby survives. He just doesn't have his arms and legs and penis. But Isbell perishes.
He would still be more kick-ass than all of us. Just with a Corby head.
He'd get to do even more stuff. Yeah. People would feel bad for him. So he'd get the best parking spots.
They would just put Corby in a backpack and carry him through Lala or wherever he's at. Just attach him on a baby Bjorn.
Take Corby for a walk in a baby stroller.
Yeah.
Just going to see all these country music shows.
Yeah, we would see TMZ with a photo of Dave Grohl pushing Corby in a stroller.
He's got him up somehow playing guitar.
He's got no arms and legs. He's got a beer helmet on so he can get his IPAs in. He'll still have a way better life than all of us.
Oh, man.
And he'll have sub friends.
He'll have
submarine friends. His submarine friends will never leave him. Did y'all talk more about them yesterday?
Oh, we brought it up. I feel like it's going to be a punchline moving forward. Not the submarine people that died. That's not
funny. The fact that he has people who have any insight into that
is going to be the punchline. That are into everything. Experts on whatever. He's the most connected man at the ticket. So, yes.
Well, it'd be a bummer to lose him.
Stay hard, Norm. Stay hard, George, Craig, Jr., Corby, Dave, Dan, Bob, everybody.
It sounds like it really hit Davey hard if he lost his Tour de France and Spurs expert.
Yeah, what are we going to do? We got the tour coming up soon, I think.
And I don't think Jr. had too many pitches as a kid. It seems like he just called in to radio hosts and just cursed on all of them because he knew they didn't
have
delay.
Little Baby Donovan.
Yeah, Baby Donovan, Little Norm. All of them.
So stay hard.
Stay hard.